Minnesota man impersonates FBI agent in failed jailbreak of alleged assassin Luigi Mancione. By Paul Bois on January 29, 2026. A Minnesota man allegedly impersonated an FBI agent in a failed jailbreak of accused assassin Luigi Mancione this week. The attempted jailbreak of Mancione, who stands accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, allegedly occurred late Wednesday when 35-year-old Mark Anderson entered the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, telling prison workers he had in his possession a court order mandating an unspecified prisoner's release. When the guards asked Anderson to produce his credentials, he presented to them his Minnesota driver's license while claiming to be in possession of weapons, for NBC News. Anderson also claimed that he was an FBI agent in possession of paperwork signed by a judge authorizing the release of a specific inmate, the complaint states. The inmate is not named in the court document. Anderson also displayed and threw at Bureau of Prisons officers numerous documents, the complaint states. They appear to be related to filing claims against the United States Department of Justice. Prison workers checked Anderson's backpack to find he had in his possession a barbecue fork and round steel blade like that of a pizza cutter. According to ABC News, Anderson appeared in court on Thursday where Magistrate Judge Taryn Merkel ordered Anderson detained, deciding he is a risk of flight and danger to the community. Anderson has multiple open criminal cases in the Bronx, added the outlet. Meanwhile, Mancione is due in court on Friday. The judge overseeing his federal case may decide if the death penalty will remain a sentencing option if he's convicted. Luigi Mancione has become a rock star for leftists ever since he allegedly assassinated Brian Thompson in cold blood on the streets of New York in 2024. In April of last year, former Washington Post journalist Taylor Lawrence even referred to him as a morally good man precisely because of his alleged crimes. Here's this man who's a revolutionary, who's famous, who's handsome, who's young, who's smart, he's a person who seems like he's this morally good man, which is hard to find, Lawrence told CNN. Lawrence also accused the mainstream media of clutching their pearls and pushing an out-of-touch narrative. It's hilarious to see these millionaire media pundits on TV clutching their pearls about someone standing a murderer when this is the United States of America. As if we don't lionize criminals, Lawrence said. As if we don't stand murderers of all sorts. And we give them Netflix shows. There's a huge disconnect between the narratives and angles a certain mainstream media pushes and what the American public feels, and you see that in moments like this. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.